Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Hosea, chapter 6 and verse 3. It says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, having a statement of faith is a good thing because it lets people know your beliefs and values and where you stand on the issues. But it also carries with it a certain danger. You can end up believing you know all there is to know about the subject, or at least all that is important to know. And the Bible challenges us to keep learning and growing spiritually. Growth in the Lord is a present continuous tense. And I like how beautifully King James Version writes, and New King James Version writes this verse. It says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord." The New King James Version says, "Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord." So in the scripture, the word reveal is used 38 times. And clearly, God wants us to get that there is more to know about Him than what we think we know. That is why you and I must always keep our mind open. The day you stop following God or pursuing God is the day you stop learning more about God and growing spiritually. God has more to reveal to you. And Apostle Paul beautifully writes, he says, "No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him. But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Holy Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit." And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 to 12, NLT version. So my dear brothers and sisters, word for us today is that we have to learn more, or rather, you have more to learn. Amen. God is infinite, and we finite beings sometimes cannot comprehend the greatness and the magnanimity of God. And God calls us to know Him deeply, intimately, and intrinsically, knowing the core values and knowing who God is. And that revelation only comes through by His Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. You have kept us on the land of the living in this season of high and holy season of the Feast of Tabernacles. We are grateful to you, Lord, and you desire that we will know you more. Lord, you desire that, Father, we'll learn more of you. Oh God, you are an infinite God. And Lord, our finite minds sometimes, oh Lord, and most of the times, find it difficult to comprehend your greatness. And I pray that Lord God Almighty, today, your Holy Spirit who lives within us will reveal those deep things of God, the secret things of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the depth of God, the goodness of God, the greatness of God, in the name of the Lord. That's what I pray. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be struggling with their health conditions, either in their mind or in their body. Lord, I speak healing into their frames. Right now, right here, I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast that demon out, get out, and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.